All right, if you guys don't mind. All right, Cody.
Okay, 2025. Excuse me, I'm on the wrong one. All right, 2025-017V. Variance front property line setback. Kennicutt Ministries. Kirk Ashlock is the rep. Subject property 801 Lakeshore Drive, Branson, Missouri, Scott Township, Section 33, Township 23, Range 21. The request. Kennicutt Ministries is seeking a variance from divisions of Section 018.050C1 bulk and intensity of use restriction for the Taney County zoning regulations. The applicant is seeking an 18-foot front property line setback 7 feet less than the required 25 feet, allowing for a construction of a fourplex 18 feet from the front property line. As per the counters, the assessor's information, the subject property is just over 15 acres. Public water district number 2, Taney County Regional Sewer for wastewater. Let me take you there. So here's Mount Branson, the 90 down there on the corner. Lakeshore Drive kicks off. We're down here at Kennicutt. This is the portion of Kennicutt that we're talking about. This is the parcel ID. The property's right down here at the start, across from like the old soccer fields and stuff. So it's this property right here again. So we've got some C1 zoning. It's right here. Got some, looks like A1. That looks like something else, a different grade. It looks like it's in Hollister. A1 here, R1, C1. Once again, I kind of drew it in there. It's 18 feet. Of course, there's some kind of little well house here or something. I don't know what it is, but it's probably getting moved. And with that, I will turn it over to you, Trent, to bring up the applicant.
All right. If the applicant, please come forward.
Kirk Ashlock with Woodstone Builders. And we're asking for the front yard variance on this. We have a fourplex, which that building that's existing right there on this very corner.
Let me grab a different view for you real quick so we can talk through it. So I can move around a little bit. Is it this one or down?
It's that one right there. Yeah, that one right there.
Okay.
So that's it's a 1,500 square foot structure. It has four units. They're like a motel style, like 12 by 24 shotgun style motel unit. It's just one level, ground floor. And they are wanting to put another building just like it, hooked on just to the north of it, with a trellis system between them. So they're trying to line the buildings up. That existing building right there is about 18 feet currently from the right-of-way slash property line.
Hey, Kirk, is that a fence or a drop-off in the land? Or what is that dark line?
Can I go to the screen?
Okay. Oh, there we go. Oh, it's bush. Okay, yeah. Bamboo.
So there's a fence that's been there for about 22, 23 years right here. We've built for them for about 16 years now, so but it was way there before us. This is a fence. These are gates. There's a second gate right there, and then another third gate down here. But this is a vegetative fence that has like a hall wire fence with posts and so you can't even see through it when you're driving down through there. This is actually just a little storage building. But this fence runs all the way down and it just keeps going here and it picks up on the other side of that gate and goes that way.
Okay.
So and what we have is there's a power pole right here and Liberty has an easement right through here. So we're kind of stuck, we can't go that way. There's Taney County sewer out here in the ditch line between the, that's actually out of the right of way over here. And then there's another sewer line back over here. So they're just basically wanting to take a mirror image of this building and just flip it over and put it right here, put them to this building.
Okay. guys have any questions?
I would like to thank Woodstone. They were under a time crunch to get this done, and yet they showed up here, stalled everything to get your guys' approval, if that's what you guys grant. So
haven't built anything yet.
Yeah.
haven't moved any ground yet. I have got plans done. We've got the permit through Western Haney County Fire. Got pretty much everything online. But
I know you're under a time crunch.
I don't like asking for forgiveness.
All right. No questions?
Well, so I just wanted to make sure that we understand there is a legitimate vegetative barrier between that building and the road that, you know, you're not going to wind up having children walking out there on
right.
the street.
Go ahead and go further south. Move it down just a little bit more. There you go.
So and gates.
Turn to the right.
Okay.
So that's the existing building right there. The other building would go right there.
Okay. If I heard correctly, it's not just a vegetative barrier. There is a true fence
there. There is a true fence there, yes. There is a, it's a, there's steel posts and hog wire, and but it's just grown up, and the cane and everything is all grown up on it. So, but it's been there for about, I think that building's been there for about 21 years. I think that fence is like 22, 23 years. So it's been there for a while.
My only concern would have been the traffic and, you know, children out there, but they do such a great job of monitoring that.
Yeah, and that's the family cam, so it's not the little ones. So it's more of your full family.
Okay. Any other questions or statements? All right. Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf of this request? Anybody like to speak in opposition of this request? All right, then we'll close this for a board discussion.
I think the vegetative barrier is way sufficient.
Yeah.
And they could build it right in line with that building, and you probably won't ever even see it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And they're landlocked, they can't go anywhere else.
No.
There's no other option for them.
Right.
I think if they were to build that fence itself would be within the set or outside the setback.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're already there.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay. Well, with that being said, you may have a motion.
I'd make a motion to accept here 25-017B as it's asked with the 18-foot setback.
Second it.
David seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to go back to the first one. I think that was 25-15. Let me make sure.
15B.
Yeah, 15B. Are they present for tonight?
They're not.
Okay. Then I think that. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, do we have precedent? Do we typically table or do we just deny?
We tabled last time.
Yeah.
To discuss, to reassess.
You had to bring back some information to us.
I was not ever contacted.
Yeah, we put off a vote to have him bring back a survey with survey pins where we could actually know
correct.
Where the line was mm-hmm. to get a correct measurement.
So I guess my question is, should we give them another month if something happened and they couldn't make it, or should we just deny it as it is?
I think it's our obligation to make a motion at this point based on the situation.
Make a motion to deny or accept.
Correct.
Yeah, they didn't reach out and say, hey, I can't make it for some reason that we would need to postpone for. Yeah.
I think
make a motion to accept, but
yeah, but yep, then not approve. Yeah.
That's right.
Correct.
Yep. So we'll make a motion to accept and then make your vote accordingly. They had a whole month of opportunity to communicate, and from my understanding, there was no communication.
Yes.
Okay.
And they can always reapply if they needed to, or if they felt
that's right.
they.
Yep.
They got 4 months. They have to kick it. Yes.
Oh, if they appealed our decision, is that what you mean? Yeah.
Well, they'd had. Yeah, if they appealed your decision. Yeah, you're correct. It's 90 days to file with the courts.
So if something changes, they have opportunity to appeal it, and they can move forward with that next step. But we do need to make a motion on it tonight.
I move to approve variance 2025-015B.
Do we have a second?
Second that.
Rick seconds. All in favor say aye. Those that oppose?
Nay.
Nay. All right. Has been denied.
Thank you, Board.
Yep.
Motion to approve failed.
Yep. Scott, do we have any old or new business?
We do not.
I'm sorry.
That's the first time. I've been here many years.
That's the first time. Sorry.
He's back in the office, so we got him helping out. So.
Cody, I apologize. Cody, do we have any old or new business?
We do not.
I'm sorry. All right. Wow. Anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
I will second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Hey, I've done really good not to ever do that. I can't believe I let this slip.
I'd have to write it down or not.